Something is happening, I would suggest. I just came back from Bogota, and you will see UCLG, with the United Cities and Local Government, gathered. I'm president of Metropolis, which is all the cities above a million of inhabitants. We are about 140 members. That includes Berlin, all those big cities, Paris and all that, Dakar. They don't have any choice. They don't have any choice. It means that, you know, when you will have, because of that process of densification, 70% of the population in the next 20 years will get into cities. Everything from integration, migration, public safety, sustainable development, to achieve the goals that we all put together. You know, I'm a very pragmatic man. I've been a minister of the Crown myself. I've been a member of Parliament for 16 years. National politics are important. Countries have to get together, but the 21st century will be built on cities. You don't define the world through countries anymore. It's through cities. We stick together.
A lot of the burden of responsibility seems to be falling your way, the way of mayors around the world. Are expectations a bit too high about what you can do to implement this new urban agenda?
I'm from a school of thought saying low expectation, high delivery. But nevertheless, I would suggest that the reality of the field demands that you have to provide capacities on governance, capacities on funding. It's not just a matter of resources, it's not just a matter of money. It's a matter to, culture, a matter of being inclusive, a way to bring the private, the public sector, civil society all together, the way to make things happen. And, you know, I've been in politics for 35 years. I realize that you provide those tools to mayors, but with that comes accountability. So it's not a blank check. It's to provide the tools so we can be full partners and provide the results. A goal is great, but you have to achieve it. How you do it?
What kind of things has Montreal been doing that fit into this whole sustainability agenda? And, you know, can they be easily shared?
We all learn from each other. I think that we have all great champions all over the world. I'm very proud to be mayor of Montreal, one of our greatest cities in the world, because it's based on diversity. It's the capital of the living together. We've been doing our homework. Of course, we have that energy transition that I call. We have the goal, the blue goal, which is the hydroelectricity. Electrification is the name of the game. We will make sure that we create that milieu de vie where we will reduce the carbon and the green gas house. And by doing so, well, we need to change our way of doing things, invest in sustainable mobility. We have a lot of bicycles more and more now, not just for leisure. It's truly a way of transport to their jobs, for example. We will have a major light rail system, 67 kilometers, totally autonomous and electric, working 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. I think that the phenomena of metropolization, that you live in Lyon, that you live in Dakar and all other places, well, I think it's all over the place, and that's the trend that we have to push for. So everybody had great, you know, great experience, and it's all about sharing. But the thing global, act local, exists.
The UN's going to be keeping quite close tabs on the progress of the new urban agenda. Is there one thing that the UN could be doing to help the very diverse cities of the world get to grips with it all?
Make sure that every time that we have great moments like that, that the cities are included, not just in words, through protocol and everything. It's those little things in governance that change everything. We had a tremendous Secretary General, and I want to pay tribute to Ban Ki-moon, a formidable human being, who through his vision, through his leadership, will provide that legacy of sustainable development, but the respect of that of the local governments. And frankly, we're all working together. And through women's issue, through human rights, housing, and everything regarding, of course, UNESCO or United Nations. Every time that you have a standards and you have a gathering of the worlds, we have to realize that cities has a role to play.